my utmost for his highest. October the 21st. Direction by impulse. In Jude verse 20, we read, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. There was nothing either of the nature of impulse or of cold-bloodedness about our Lord, but only a calm strength that never got into panic. Most of us develop our Christianity along the lines of our temperament, not along the line of God. Impulse is a trait in the natural life, but our Lord always ignores impulse because it hinders the development of the life of a disciple. Watch how the Spirit of God checks impulse. His checks bring a rush of self-conscious foolishness, which makes us instinctively want to vindicate ourselves. Impulse is all right in a child, but it is disastrous in a man or woman. An impulsive man is always a petted man. Impulse has to be trained into intuition by discipline. Discipline is built entirely on the supernatural grace of God. Walking on the water is easy to impulsive pluck, but walking on dry land as a disciple of Jesus Christ is a different thing. Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus, but he followed afar off on the land. We do not need the grace of God to stand crises. Human nature and pride are sufficient. We can face the strain magnificently. But it does require the supernatural grace of God to live 24 hours in every day as a saint, to go through drudgery as a disciple, to live an ordinary, unobserved, ignored existence as a disciple of Jesus. It is inbred in us that we have to do exceptional things for God, but we do not. We have to be exceptional in the ordinary things, to be holy in mean streets, among mean people. And this is not learned in 5 minutes.